Hey, stranger. Hello to everyone listening. My name is Thoraya. This is the Hey Stranger podcast. And before we start, let me set the scene for you. I'm currently sitting in a chair at my local park, which also happens to be one of the biggest tourist attractions in my city. Across from me is an empty chair, and on today's and every episode, that empty chair will be filled one by one by people of different backgrounds, mindsets, and walks of life. The only criteria is that they are a stranger. All right, can you hear me on here?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, welcome to my podcast.
Thanks.
It's called Hey Stranger, and the whole idea is, like I just did, I just go up to strangers and I invite them to come on. Mm-hmm. And the question I usually ask, if you'd be willing to answer, we could just get right into it, is would you be willing to share a secret with us?
Okay, great. Yeah, definitely. I'm up for sharing a secret. Where to begin to share this one without sounding insane? I mean, I wouldn't say it's like a huge secret. People that are close to me know, but I can, when I meditate, I go basically to a whole nother like dimension. Like okay. I would say it's like an energetic field, and I can connect to other beings and get messages downloaded to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's not something I share like openly with random people, so I guess that's why I would consider it kind of a secret.
Okay.
But like I said, people that are close to me know about it. And then for as long as I can remember, I have like, I would say like intuitive hits or premonitions.
Okay.
Around certain people or certain experiences where, or it'll be like a dream that's a premonition. And then I know without a doubt that whatever that is that came to me, that like knowing is going to happen.
Wow.
So
can you
there's that.
What's like the craziest thing like you've seen a premonition of and then it's happened?
Yeah, so I was on a date with a guy that I had met on Hinge, a dating app, and on like our second date we were having brunch, and this is not a thought I normally have. Okay. On a date. But we're sitting there and he's sitting across from me. And I had a really powerful thought that came through, and I thought, I wonder if he's healthy.
Okay.
And then I was like, should I, in my head, I'm thinking, should I ask him that? And then I thought, he's going to think you're really weird if on a second date you ask somebody that, hey, by the way, are you healthy? Like, what's going on with your health? So I just kind of pushed the thought out of my mind. And I'm not kidding, about 2 hours later after the date and like dropped me off, and he was like, I have to tell you something. And he basically told me he has like terminal cancer. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like that's why that thought came to me. So that was a pretty crazy one, because it was such an immediate, like, you know, affirmation of it, right? Like,
right.
I had the thought, and shortly thereafter it became very clear that he was not healthy, and that's why I had the thought, or I picked up on something energetically. And I think it has a lot to do with energy, you okay. know, because we are surrounded by all this unseen energy around us that's connecting everything and all the energetic frequencies, and they are powerful, and we're energetic beings, and we feel that, and you can tap into it. So I think the more you can connect to that energetic field, you get that information, not at the analytical mind level, like on an energetic level. So
does this happen for you subconsciously? Like right now, when you, every person you meet, do you get some sort of like, do you get some sort of information from them that you think most people don't get?
It happens. It does happen pretty much with everyone.
Uh-huh.
The degree of what I feel or the like knowledge I get or information varies. But the information that I do get immediately is whether they are like an energetic match for me.
Okay.
Whether as, you know, a friend or like a romantic partner or just some important person in my life that I'm meant to know.
Right.
I get that pretty quickly.
That's crazy. Yeah. I wish I had that.
You do. Actually, everyone does. We just aren't very connected to it.
How do you connect to it?
Truthfully, I mean, I felt like I've had it since I was little. Even when I was growing up, I knew that if I thought something, like, I would often, like, think things and they would happen. Like, I knew that the power of my thoughts could make things happen.
Wow.
And sometimes when I was growing up and younger and didn't quite know, like, what it was and, you know, I didn't know, I would be scared. It would, like, freak me out, right? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, don't think about that because you're going to make it happen.
Okay. Why? Because sometimes it would be, like, bad things? Or
yeah, potentially. Or things that I thought I didn't want to happen, right? Because, like, I have a thing in my head, this is how it should go, an idea of how I want things to turn out. But then your intuition's already tapping into, like, energy and how it's going to happen. Because really, anyway, I won't dive too deep into that. But how you can connect to it is, I think the problem is not the right word, but the issue in today's world is we're just so distracted by external stimuli, right? Yeah. Our cell phones, just your whatever you need to do, your to-do list, your work. Everyone is running around so busy and they never have time to just be still. And it's really in the stillness and in the present moment, like becoming deeply present, that you connect to that. That you connect to that energy and the field that's really all around us, but we're incredibly disconnected from. So that's how you would do it. I would say start with, you know, blocking out external stimuli. And that really is why meditation is such a gateway to the present moment, because you block out all the external and you go inward. And when you go inward is really where, like, it's a whole, like, inner world, you know, inside of you, and that you connect. That's how it's happened for me. That's how I've gotten more in touch with it, right? And, like, understood it and kind of have been able to work with it. Yeah. So you can do it too. Anyone can.
I don't know if I'd want to do the first thing you shared where you could, like, I don't know if I would want to, like, be able to communicate with other you. When you said other beings, I'm assuming you meant, like, people who have passed away, or
no, not necessarily. It's more like energetic beings. So okay. I don't know that they've ever embodied, like, a physical form.
Oh, what?
Yeah. But it's but it's I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know what you believe happens to your physical body after you die, but I believe that your consciousness doesn't just vanish, right? It reconnects to universal consciousness. So I think the energetic beings, like the messages I'm getting and the visuals that I see when I go there, is just that. It's just like universal consciousness communicating in that dimension. And, you know, I don't see like weird alien forms that I have conversations with. It's more like there's this energy and this energetic being, and you know that they're like sending you a message, because then you come out of it with clear knowing, like a deep knowing of something, you know, that you didn't have before. And it's like downloading messages. It's pretty intense.
Would you be down to share like a message, one that really stands out to you, a message that you received?
Let me think. Well, I will. So what happened once, and this is kind of what started me in my early 30s, really on my spiritual journey. But what happened was I was walking my dog at night, just in my neighborhood, and suddenly, like, I don't know what happened in that moment. All I'm guessing is I was just very present in the experience of walking my dog. And I wasn't really, like, caught up in, you know, I wasn't looking at my phone or anything. I was just there with my dog. And suddenly my consciousness was, like, not in my physical body.
Okay.
And I could see everything. Like, it felt like I was everywhere and connected to everything. And it's so hard to explain because it's like, it's something you have to experience.
Yeah,
you know,
sure,
it's hard to put it into words. But the knowing that came through, because I could see my physical body walking my dog, and I could see the whole neighborhood, and I could see all the houses and the trees, and it just felt like all the little physical forms were like a board game. You know, it was like abstract physical forms.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that none of this was real. Like, it's all temporary, but there's something bigger that's connecting us all, and we're all connected. And then I knew I had to go back to my physical body for the time being, which I did. And it all happened, you know, like, very suddenly and very quickly. I don't know how much time. And then when I returned to my body, I was like, what the hell just happened? That had never happened to me before.
That was the first time?
Yeah. That had never happened to me before. But after that, my whole awareness, like, my whole mindset shifted, right? Like, my whole awareness of who I am, mm-hmm. how I'm connected to everything, like, what consciousness is, what the purpose of life is, all of that completely was, like, changed from one instant to the next. You know, there was just, like, a knowing of interconnectedness to the whole and a lack of separation from everything.
Okay, I have two questions.
Yeah.
Going through that, did that make a shift in your life? I mean, I'm just imagining, like, before that, things were pretty simple to you. Maybe you lived like most of us do.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you went through that, did it change, like, your path in any way? Did you make any changes in your life?
Yeah, it basically changed everything. I mean, the interesting thing is it didn't change. Like, my life circumstances didn't change, if you know what I mean. Like, I didn't, like, suddenly quit my job. And it, you might find it funny to find out that I'm actually a lawyer because I'm so not, you know, my day job, I call it, is not at all, like, an intuitive energy healer or anything like that, right? Although I am a coach, I am a life coach, and I coach people. So suddenly there was just this deep knowing that there's something so much more than what we're taught there is, and such a meaning to our existence beyond what we're exposed to and what we see in our day-to-day stuff, right? And where people can get so caught up in the things you think you should be doing, right? Yeah. Making more money and however you define success, and finding a partner and a relationship. So it created kind of this, I would say, detachment from that stuff, that conditioning. Like, the conditioning just became so clear, and such a knowing of that is not the way, you know, that is not the life I want to live. But like I said, it didn't make me run away from my job, and I still have my career. And but it did shift my entire mindset and the way I show up in the world, right? The way I show up in anything that I do. So I think, like, oftentimes people, I mean, I know recently, like, purpose, you know, finding your purpose is such a big thing. How do you find your purpose and find meaning, and what do you do? And the realization I had is it's really your purpose is to bring consciousness into this dimension, right? Just being you, becoming conscious. How you do that, like, what you do doesn't matter. It's the degree of presence you do anything with that matters. And oftentimes that presence doesn't come until it's too late. You know, you might have some sort of health scare or accident, or somebody you love dies suddenly, right? There's that, like, traumatic moment that, like, awakens you to that. Or it happens on your deathbed, or it never happens. But, I mean, I think what I see mostly now is a lot of people kind of caught up in distracting themselves and not being present, and having such a difficult time with being present with themselves, with others, and, you know, always chasing external sources of happiness. And we think there's something wrong if we're not busy or running around and doing stuff, right? We're just doing all sorts of stuff to fill our time and pass time, and we don't know how to just be, like, be here in the moment. And that's really where, I mean, then if you can find that deep presence, it doesn't really matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, you can have that no matter what you're doing.
So you think if you find that deep presence, you're not going to like always have this like feeling of what's my purpose?
Mm-hmm. And we are like creatures of habit. So a fun exercise is to do like a habit audit. You know, how do you like run through your day and look at all the little habits you do and see what you're doing and which ones are kind of just like unnecessary, you know, or which ones you might want to break a little bit. Like, I always use the phone because everyone's just, you know, attached and glued to their cell phone right now. And it's such a huge distractor. I mean, it literally is designed to keep you distracted and addicted, right?
Yeah. And what you just said, too, is like, I'm like a millennial. So, like, I knew life before social media. 50% of my life was without social media and 50% is with.
Right.
So I know both sides, and I think that's so unique because no one else who isn't a millennial will experience that. I guess people who are like older than me will kind of experience it too, but but anyone who's younger, like, they don't know what life was like without having a phone on you all the time.
Right.
And that's so mind-blowing to me. That's like so crazy. They don't know what life was like where, like, if you took a picture, you didn't share it with a ton of people. Maybe you sent it to your sister.
Right.
You know? But
yeah, you took it to capture the moment for yourself, and it wasn't how many likes am I gonna get, or let me filter the crap out of this and make it look radically different than it actually did.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, I know. It's a little bit, gosh, and I wonder what like the long term ramifications of that will be.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my little cousin was saying, because she plays tennis, and she said that her coach told her recently that at practice or even in matches, she has moments where she takes breaks. Like, he notices in her that every once in a while she takes like a mental break. And I like was trying to figure out a way to help her, and I realized it's probably those moments that she thinks of grabbing her phone. Like, it's so like ingrained in you, like every 15 minutes pick up your phone no matter what you're doing. So it's like so ingrained in you, no matter what you're doing, even if it's something that needs like 100% of your attention, like you're subconsciously might be taking a break. So I like told her, I was like, I challenge you, when you go to tennis practice, 30 minutes before to 30 minutes after, no phone, nothing. Only like your parents have them not on silent. And today was the first day she tried it, and she texted me. She was like, wow. Like,
really?
She was like, there was such a big difference in the way I played. I'm like, that's cool that you felt the difference already, but just imagine like what'll happen over time.
Yeah. No, so, yeah, that teaches them to be present with whatever's going on. And also, I think it really teaches people how to you know, emotionally regulate themselves.
Right.
Because like you might be feeling something and your first instinct is grab my phone let's say you're sad, right? Or lonely. You grab my phone. I'm going to look at Facebook and look at my friends and feel connected. But actually just distracts you from feeling the feelings and learning how to emotionally regulate yourself.
Yeah.
Right. And so then they don't know how to do that. And that's, you have to learn that, and people don't know, and they'll act out in weird ways, or like it'll come out in some dysfunctional form. So I think that's a huge part. I think that's really good advice. I wish more, you know, I know you're not a parent, but I wish parents and other people would teach kids that. Just to be, and like, be, it's okay to be bored, you know, it's okay to be quiet and still, because that's actually where your creativity will kick in. Right. If you're constantly on your phone distracted or running around, I don't know, shopping or whatever you're doing, like, you're not allowing that creative flow, that creative energy to come. And that comes in moments of stillness and, you know, boredom. And it's more like just being still and allowing the energy to flow. So I think they're missing out on a lot of creativity also.
Yeah. That's true.
And we're missing out on their creative energy.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, guys. Real quick, we have our first ever sponsor. It is a jewelry line called Hela, H-E-Y-L-L-A. And it just so happens to be my sister's jewelry line. And it's pretty cool because for one of her first products, I collaborated with her. It's this bracelet I'm wearing now. It has Be Kind on there, and you guys know that's my motto. So it was really cool to collaborate with her on this. So if any of you guys are interested, go to Hayla.com. That's Hella.com. I'll also have it linked in the description. And then just a little bit of background on my sister. I honestly don't know if I'd be where I am without her. She was the first person to tell me to start a YouTube channel and take like my filmmaking dreams on there. And she still helps me with so much of what I do. I always run things past her before I upload. And yeah, so I love her. And it would mean a lot if you checked out her website. And you won't be disappointed. At least I'm not, because I love this bracelet. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's my first ad read. So I think it's pretty cool that it was for my sister, and thank you guys for listening. Let's get back to the episode. You said you like get energies from people, mm-hmm. right? To the point where like, you know, if they'll be a good friend or like someone you'll end up dating and things like that. So is there, do you have a story with that too? Like someone who you met and...
Yeah.
Okay. Would you mind sharing?
Sure. I'll share. So I been single for a while, uh-huh. and I meditate a lot. I go into deep meditations for long periods of time, but in my meditations for like the past, I would say probably, you know, several months, I had been feeling an energy coming towards me, uh-huh. and I knew it was my like romantic partner's energy that I felt, uh-huh. And I could just feel it so intensely. It was like right there, you know, but it hadn't manifested in the physical plane yet.
Okay.
And that it shows up in the physical form last. So okay. if everyone could tap into the energy, that's how you know what's coming, because it comes energetically first.
Okay.
And then in the physical plane. I know. That's my secret. I know. It's actually not my secret at all, but, So anyway, I'd felt his energy coming towards me for a while, uh-huh. and then I got into this like group coaching program online, and you know, the first time I met my partner, it just ended up being him and I and on this intro call, and I'm not kidding you, as soon as he like showed up, I was like, I just was like, oh my gosh, like, there he is. How did that even happen? You know, like, I just, it wasn't like a seeing him, but it was like a, I saw him and I was like, oh, I just knew that he was, you know,
wow.
And I didn't know anything about him. I was like, I don't know if he's single or anything. Yeah. I don't know where this guy lives. I barely knew his name. So we started talking. We talked for about an hour, got off that call. And I just remember getting off that Zoom and I was like, that is so weird, and maybe I'm bat crazy, but like, I'm pretty sure that that's him, you know, like there's just this feeling. And that night I had a dream, and in the dream he was like holding my hand. Wow. And I knew in the dream that he was my life partner.
Wow.
Yeah. And yeah, it just kind of unfolded magically from there. But yeah,
how long ago was this?
Just a few months ago.
Was it the March. Guy who you were with when I came up to you?
No. Oh, okay. No, okay. He's a friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And then, so, like, did you let it happen naturally, or were you, like, did you tell him everything?
So, I think, like, with the, not I think, I know, but ever since that experience I had where I was walking my dog and my consciousness left my body, there's this deep trust in... like, I would say source. I mean, you could call it God, the universe, but I trust that there's a timing outside of my control, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I really trust that to unfold naturally. And I think that's another big thing, is like, we're taught to always try to make something happen, right? There's a lot of efforting that goes into creating the life you think you want,
uh-huh.
as opposed to just like tapping into source energy and really allowing life to unfold the way it's meant to, and to unfold through you. Like, there might be a whole nother life meant to come through you that you're not allowing in because you're so focused,
oh, wow.
on trying to make your life be the way you think it should be.
Right? I never thought of it that way. That's crazy. That's crazy. So like, yeah. there's something that's supposed to happen with me.
Yeah.
And if I was just still and wasn't so pushy on things that I think I want to happen, Dang.
It okay. could unfold more magically than you can even imagine.
Do you think it's always going to be more magical, or do you think the life that I'm trying to make happen might be better than what was going to happen?
I think it will always be more magical because there's just a higher, like, not a higher consciousness, but there's a universal consciousness that creates all life, right? And if you look at how magically it's all unfolded so far, like, why do you think what you could create would be better?
That's
you
so know? True.
I think our limited, like, conscious mind, which is really only 5% of your mind, the subconscious makes up 95%.
Wow.
So if you're using the 5%, it's such a limited piece, right?
Is that an actual thing, like that percentage?
Yeah,
wow.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah, 95% of you is running on autopilot. So all the your subconscious mind is controlling everything. It can happen instantaneously, whatever is meant to happen, if you surrender to that source and let it come and express itself through you, like let consciousness come through you. You know, and see what happens. I mean, you could do it as an experiment. So there's actually a really good book by Michael Singer called The Surrender Experiment. He also wrote The Untethered Soul, which is one of my favorite books that you should read. I think you'd really like The Untethered Soul.
Okay.
But in The Surrender Experiment, he did that where he was like, why do I think that my limited mind can create anything more magical than source energy? Let me just surrender to whatever is meant to happen in my life, and I'm gonna just say yes to everything that comes to me.
Wow.
And especially the things that my mind tries to convince me not to do, I'm definitely saying yes to those things. You know, like the more resistance that arises, the more I will go there.
Okay.
And he does it, and the book is his experiment, his life doing that, and it's amazing. I don't want to ruin the story.
Okay.
But yeah, and it's such a freeing feeling because everything does work out amazingly. You know those people where you're like, how does everything always just kind of work out for them?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? They don't, you know. It's that. I think it's truly that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, that all makes sense. And what's crazy to me is, like, I've noticed, like, every time I've done that, beautiful things have happened.
Mm-hmm. Do
like,
it.
Yeah, I'm going to
do it. And do it as an experiment. Be like, okay, this is, like, what I think should happen and how I'd make it. But let me just let go, right? And let go of all the how and see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Just go into the unknown, you know? Like, allow it. Allow that uncertainty and unknowing to be a good place to be, because it is. It really is.
Would you be down to come on a follow-up episode?
Like, sure, anytime.
Okay, I'll get your info.
Yeah. I want to hear how your experiment goes. Your own personal surrender experiment.
Yeah, so in the follow-up, I'll tell you how it went. I'm going to really try to practice what you said today.
Okay.
Read those two books. And yeah, I really appreciated our conversation. Thanks for saying yes. Most people say no. So, like, do you have any thoughts? And where can people find you if they're interested in reaching out to you?
Yeah, they can find me at martamanus.com, and it's martamanus.com. And my ending thought would be, please read The Untethered Soul.
Cool.
And please take time to be still.
And I'll have her links in the description for everyone who is curious to check out your work. I'm curious. I'm going to go on your website.
Okay. Well, none of this is really on there, but it's my coaching website.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
This will be our little secret.
All right, cool. Yeah. So. And that is it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Before you go, I do have a huge favor to ask. Because my podcast is so new and there are so many amazing podcasts out there, the best way you can help me stand out and grow is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. This podcast is available on other platforms as well, like Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and many others. So following and subscribing on there will help also, but again, the best thing you can do is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. I hope you'll consider doing it. I'll make sure to have my podcast links in the description. To make it fun, I thought it would be cool for you all to answer the following question under hopefully a 5-star review. Who's one stranger you still remember? I'll read through all your answers, share some on my Instagram story. So if you want me to tag you, please make sure to include your Instagram handle as well. My Instagram handle is actually thor.aya. Thank you so much. I love you all, and we'll meet again next Tuesday.